Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here at Hot Tongue, ready to give you a brand new episode of Pie to Pie. Again, we're in Vegas, baby, in the Encore Sessions Room 2012. This one is with somebody I have been following on social media for a very long time, Audrey of Audrey Jane's Pizza Garage. Audrey showed up with a sourdough starter. When you're just walking down the Vegas Strip with a sourdough starter, you mean business. That's dedication right there. And talk about growing after a conversation. There was actual growth happening in that sourdough starter. We talked about Audrey's journey, someone who was born into bread. She came from a bagel dynasty that her parents opened up out there in Boulder. Her restaurant is actually across the street from one of those locations. They actually use some of the same facilities. We talk about her dad saying, don't go to school. And what did her and her brother do? They went to school. Oh my gosh. We talk about co-owning the restaurant with her brother, who does a lot of the business side of things, and she's in charge of more of the creative aspect. We talk about her journey into the pizza and working with none other than the man, the myth, the legend, some say the GOAT, Tony G. Audrey is also the first world pizza champion to sit across from me. I could feel the energy. Not only was she the first world pizza champion, but when you've encountered Guy Fieri, there's a glow that comes off of you. I don't know if it's like you get a little piece of his aura when he's around, but I could feel that energy. That Triple D was just... Audrey opened up about being affected by Baker's lung, which is something that I've only heard come out of Chris Bianco's mouth, but is something that is very prominent in this industry with all the gluten, the dust, the flour in the air, and how that has affected her and how she has kind of had to take a step back from being inside the shop so much because of how it has affected her physically, and maybe how that will affect Audrey Jane's trajectory in the future, giving her some extra time to maybe concentrate on other things. We were both a little bit in a rush. We were cooking at the Slice Out Hunger event, both of us, but it was a perfect conversation. It was so nice to finally meet Audrey. It's so cool to be able to have these conversations with people that I've admired for a long time. Audrey was one of these people that I have followed, and to meet them in real life and to hang out with them, it was just such a pleasure. And shout out Jesus Christ Taxi Driver, Audrey's husband, and everyone should go onto Spotify right now and start blasting that Jesus Christ Taxi Driver because it slaps. Audrey, thank you. Jesus Christ Superstar, nah. Jesus Christ Taxi Driver, Audrey Jane's Pizza Garage forever. Pardon the interruption, but we need to take some time to mention our sponsor, Maestro Sausage. Maestro has been working closely with pizzerias for decades. They produce sausages designed specifically with pizzerias in mind. And you can tell, their Italian sausage crumbles look like they were handmade in your shop, and they will taste that way as well. With over 80 years in business, family owned and operated, the family is incredible, and so is their product. It's quality sausage with quality ingredients. If your sausage needs aren't hitting all the right notes, then let Maestro lead the way. Click the link in the show notes. A classical masterpiece awaits you. Back to the show. You were born into bread. How do you think that shaped you? Like, your parents own a bagel place. They still do.
Yes, we own 7 of them.
Yes, like, that's a lot. That's an empire.
Yeah. I mean, I think it totally shaped my whole life. You know, my mom, neither of my parents went to college. My dad actually like tried to pay us off to not go to college. Like, in his mind, the education system isn't like where you learn things.
I love that.
He's brilliant. He's such an amazing businessman.
Yeah.
My mom like never had the opportunity to go to college. So she has a different perspective and really encouraged us all to do that.
Yeah.
But I was always just kind of sucked in. I don't know. I love it.
College?
You know? Oh, no.
Because you did go to college.
Yeah, I did go to college.
After all that shit,
I ended up going to college. I ended up going. Yeah. I appeased her. No, the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
It's just, you did know, you, it's home. Did, it's
they,
addicting.
Did they put you in it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. From the time we were like.
So you understood like what the service industry was very young.
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not well enough. Like, I don't think you totally grasp how hard it is and how demanding. And I think it's also changed. You know, when my parents opened their bagel shops, like 30 years ago at this point,
yeah,
like people wanted to work.
Yeah.
Like it was like a privilege to be able to work, yeah. I feel like. And now
so are we saying no one wants to work?
It's different. Yeah. I mean, I'm so thankful we have a great crew right now. Like,
yeah.
But we've gone through our rocky periods, yeah. For sure. I don't know how it is in LA.
Well, no, I just think I've had this conversation. I feel like COVID kind of like was a reset for a lot of people, and like a lot of people never came back to the restaurant industry, probably for like a lot of good reasons.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't also the greatest environment, and I think like some people had to be checked and been like, why didn't a lot of people come back, you know?
Yeah, I mean, maybe for the better though. Yeah. Like maybe people who shouldn't have been there.
True.
You know.
I think also because people are like, no one wants work, you know, but you just said you have a great team. Like if you're
right now, it's taken a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
you've been open for 9 years.
We have. Yeah. Or 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be 9 this year.
Okay.
It took us a while. I mean, my shop's evolved a lot. I had twin boys 2.5 years ago. And
that'll change things. Twins, one kid will change. Yeah. I have a 3-year-old, and that changed.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that
so
changed,
you know.
Changed my life. I had a COVID baby. And
I mean,
COVID was stressful enough, if not like opening a brand new business and then having a child. But
it's like shocking how much it changes things. But I was in my shop like 80 hours a week, you know, open to close. And then I had them, and I haven't been back the same.
You just like never came back the same?
No.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, other things have changed too, but I think it took a really long time for my career to get stable again.
Yeah.
And that was a lot on me because I, you know, I wasn't there to train people. They didn't do it exactly how I wanted it to be done. Like the core group of people we had, not like one of the guys, a couple of people are still there from the previous crew.
Yeah.
But a lot of people left after COVID and when I left. You know, I think your crews go through shifts.
Of course.
But right now, you know, I feel very thankful.
Yeah.
You rely on your crew, especially if you're not there all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Which is so odd for me because I always kind of judge people when they weren't at their restaurants.
You're like, I mean, that person doesn't care.
Well, I don't even know if it's that they don't care, but I'm like, oh, like you don't actually like work at your shop. Like, do you really know what's going on?
Yeah. They like just start podcasts and,
exactly,
and go to Vegas. Like, it's like, you have a restaurant?
I know.
You do, buddy. Like, I'd like to talk to your staff members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, my staff members probably say that about me now, you know, like she's not there all the time.
She's literally walking around the streets of Vegas with a sourdough starter. She has a red top.
She just got Please, nobody steal it. Yeah. I need that.
It's like, is that woman homeless?
Yeah. I mean, maybe. Maybe at this point. I mean, life changes, you know. Things shift and...
Yeah. Well, I think, like, you've been doing it for a long time.
I have, yeah.
But for me, getting out of the shop is, to me, a little bit of success.
You know 100% what I mean? Agree.
And having a kid and starting a family, mm-hmm. for me... kind of like put that in perspective. I needed that to know like, hey, there's more important things than like making sure the starter's fed 3 times a day or like, you know, that everyone's temping the dough or like, you know, it's like life will go on.
You're so right.
Yeah.
My uncle has a saying, being on the counter is counterproductive.
Yeah. Ooh,
He, you know, like you can't see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And like you can't expand, you can't implement new things. And I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
I think now I kind of feel like I'm, you know, I have like certain hours in the day where I can do things and it's like I have ideas and things I want to do, but like you kind of hit a wall, like you can only do so much.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
I've talked about this man a lot. You worked with Tony G.
I did, yeah.
Tony G is a legend and a titan of the industry.
He really is.
What was it like working under Tony G and having that man as a mentor?
I mean, he's honestly still, like, one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah.
Tony he's so humble. You know, you would never know he's as big as he is the way he, you know, pays attention to people and mm-hmm. takes the time out, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
He's, like, for lack of a better word, he's so inspiring, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he always tries to do the next thing.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't let anything hold him back, and he always sees what's coming next.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot from him. You know, I can't say my dough is the same as what he taught me, but the fundamentals are all there.
Uh-huh. Because you did end up going to school. Even though your dad told you,
bad idea. Yeah.
And that's how you wound up in San Francisco working for
Exactly,
Tony, right?
Yeah. Yeah, luckily, right? Where would I be?
Yeah.
Not sitting with you.
Maybe a journalist.
Maybe a journalist.
Is that what you went to school for?
It is, yeah. And I still love it, you know? I actually wish I wrote more.
Do you write for... Pizza Today.
I do that.
Do you like that? Do you write for anything else?
I do. No, and I should.
Yeah?
Yeah. I write children's books now.
Are you serious?
I mean, just for fun, but.
Have you had any of them published?
Not yet. Do you know anyone?
Yeah. Yeah. Amazon.
Okay.
Can you just have them? You can just have them shits published on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my next book.
You got an illustrator?
No, that's the issue. I was trying to get my sister to do it because she's artistic, but she won't.
Why? Not enough time? She
claims
doesn't believe
that. No, no, just not enough time.
What kind of stories we got?
They are called the Wild Riders.
Oh my gosh! So you have like a whole series.
I've written three of them. It's just like, you know, based off my little boys.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, they're called like the Pizza Cowboys, the Wild Riders.
Oh, I love it. The Pizza Cowboys. The Wild Riders.
Yeah.
I think there's money to be made here.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a fun little side project.
Yeah.
Do you have a little boy or girl?
I have a little boy. I thought about making this kid's book called If My Bed Was a Pizza.
I like that.
Yeah, like it's like if my bed was a pizza, like blah blah blah. It's like if my bed was a hamburger, I would do this. And at the end, it's like, but I'm too tired and I like my bed. You know?
Most of the time, right?
Yeah, if you can get them in bed, you know?
Exactly.
Do you still mill your own flour in a mock mill? Because
no.
This is something I was hearing. This was a couple years ago.
That was. So you really did your research, huh?
Yes.
I did that when we were kind of just like playing around with doing freshly milled flour. I don't think I could mill enough for our dough production, especially in a little mock mill.
Were you only milling like the 5% of whole wheat that you were using, or were you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was more just like test batches.
Okay.
When there's actually in Boulder, there's kind of this big shift, and now there's like three different mills that you can buy flour from, which is kind of wild because previously you couldn't buy any, you know, or you can buy it from the big distributors.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good resources in that sense that you can, you know, buy flour that is freshly milled.
Did they build their own mills?
I believe
stone,
so.
Ground mills?
Yeah. So Moxie is where we get it from, which is a bakery in Boulder. Mm-hmm. Well, Louisville it started, and then they've got some outpost. Andy Clark was the owner. He actually passed last year. But he built a mill. He's got like three different mills mm-hmm. in it.
Wow.
Or machines to mill.
So you do, me. You get, that's where you get your mm-hmm. whole wheat from.
We do. Okay. Yeah. And they don't grow. I think he actually did plant some wheat in Boulder County, but I don't think it's like to the point where they can produce enough for, so they source their grains from other places.
He's getting the wheat berries from somewhere else.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. But it's cool. I mean, there's so much to know about flour and.
Well, I feel like.
I think it's such like a surface thing to a lot of people, but really.
Well, I feel like you don't really go down that rabbit hole unless you are using like a wild yeast, because I think with a sourdough starter, if you're gonna put that much time and effort into that thing, then in my opinion, you should be using like a better grain maybe than like you, and not, no offense to anyone who does this, but like, you know, I wouldn't use like an All Trumps bleach and bromated bag and then use a sourdough starter. I would just use like a straight dough mix for that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And
everyone has their own reasoning.
Yeah, and there's no wrong way. I'm a big advocate of there is no wrong
like
way
right.
to make pizza. No, but I feel like if you're gonna go through the process of using sourdough, which is about like longer or like
fermentation
and like it's supposed to be better for your gut and like all this shit, then you use the best you can. You know,
I think
that's
so.
Where I come from.
I agree. I think if you caring that much about it.
Yeah. Well,
you're researching that much into it.
I don't know how much you want to talk about switching to.
Oh, King Arthur.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I'm not ashamed. I think King Arthur is a fantastic brand.
Because you were using central milling before.
Yes. Which we love.
Yes.
And still love.
So so you're using a blend?
Yeah. You know, I want to say that I like come up with a recipe and we stick with it, but that's just not true.
Yeah.
Like my dough has evolved so much since we started the shop.
Yeah.
We didn't even start with sourdough. We started with a poolish and then moved to sourdough. We've gone through many different iterations of the dough and many different dough methods.
What took you to sourdough?
To sourdough.
Yeah.
When we started, I always wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think it took me a while to make the switch. I've always had like stomach problems honestly.
Yeah.
So sourdough has always been really interesting to me.
Yeah, okay.
But just, like, the digestibility. I think most people know, like, if you eat bad pizza or bad bread, anything that is, you know, has a fermentation process.
Yeah.
If it's not properly done, like, it hurts your stomach.
Yeah. Listen, everyone in LA will tell you that. I'm gluten intolerant.
Are you? Well,
I'm just saying that's what you hear. Are you gluten intolerant?
I'm not really gluten intolerant, but the last year, I'm really allergic to wheat itself. Like, I have baker's lung.
Ooh.
Which has been a really hard transition for me.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, like, wheat intolerant in that sense. I haven't actually really told that many people about
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
But it kind of, I noticed it, like, before COVID, and I was getting, like, kind of eczema on my arms, yeah. like, making dough.
Yeah.
And then after I came back from having my babies, I was very sneezy.
Yeah.
And, like, my chest hurt, my ears were ringing, and I finally saw an allergist, and they, like, did tests, and...
So is that also a reason why you might have not been back as
That's
hard?
A big reason, yeah. It's been a harder...
So how do you,
I don't know.
How do you, because I've heard of other people like this happening to other people.
I think it's like the more I talk.
Chris Bianco.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, the more people I like kind of talk about with it, there's a lot more people in the industry that have it and they just don't really talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's not a natural thing, but like if you make dough for 15 years, like you're inhaling that dust.
Yeah.
Like your body's going to react to it eventually. Maybe not for everyone, but...
Well, I mean, everything always catches up. I mean, I have friends now that, like, legit wear masks.
I, like, fed my starter before getting on the plane, and I, like, sneezed for 10 minutes.
Are you serious? It's like, so it's pretty bad.
Bad, yeah.
So what are you doing with the shop? Like, are you kind of, like, do you still, like, kind of steer clear now?
I have been.
Yeah?
Yeah, we moved our dough production to our bagel shop, so we, like, moved the mixer out.
Yeah.
And that's helped a lot, just, like, being in there. Because obviously there's still bench flour.
Yeah.
But the hood... It depends on the day. It depends on my, like, immune system.
Yeah.
I think if I'm run down, it's worse.
Yeah.
It's been a really depressing thing, actually. Like, I'm not the kind of person who's, like, in my shop and not making pizza. Like, that's my favorite part of having a pizza place is, like, having my hands in the dough.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of, like, a shocking realization, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
Like, I naturally just gravitate to make pizza, and now, like, I have to, like, physically, like, stop myself, you know?
Yeah.
It makes me, like, for a while, I didn't even really want to be in there.
Like, at all?
Like, I don't know. It's hard. It's, like, the thing you love, and then you don't... Like, obviously, you can find a way around it. I think, like, having kids has also made it harder because I have, like, an excuse not to be in there.
Of course.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a odd thing and not a fun thing, but I know, like, you know, there's challenges in life, and you have to figure out ways to work with them.
Yeah.
I just am, like, kind of diving into that.
So you're kind of figuring that out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, that is tough.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Well,
But there's worse things in life, right?
Of course. I mean, well, yes. There like, can always be... There, yes, of course there is.
But at the same time, I'm like kind of allergic to my...
To your craft.
To my craft, yeah. It's not funny at all.
It's... Well, you got to laugh like, or you start crying, you know?
Yeah, which I've done that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's just like trying to navigate it.
Yeah.
But...
Do you have, like, a plan on what that looks like for the next 10 years?
Not really.
No?
Not quite yet. I think, obviously, it's standing, you know, stepping back a little bit.
Yeah.
I need to focus on...
You.
Maybe, yeah. Well, sure.
Yeah, your health.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think that looks... I don't think I have to, like, step back all the way.
Of course.
I think it's just, like, finding a way to be in there and be involved and not being so hands-on the dough, maybe.
Yeah. Do you guys make a gluten free?
Yeah, we do.
That's not for you, huh?
I don't love gluten free pizza.
Okay.
I mean, I've experimented it with a lot. My brother's son is actually celiac.
Okay.
He's 7, and we found out a couple years ago.
That sucks.
And that was really hard. I think, like, you know, he was really sick, and Peter, my brother, he didn't know what was wrong with him, and. So, like, I have embraced the gluten-free more for his sake, I think, more than mine.
Yeah.
Because, like, he has, like, a medical reason not to eat gluten.
Yeah.
But I think, I want to say so many people have given it such a bad rap, too. You know, like, I think people do it as, like, a fad. Like, they eat it when really, you know, like, a sourdough pizza is so much healthier than a gluten-free crust that maybe has so many other things in it.
Yeah.
That being said, there are some wonderful products out there now.
There are.
I don't know. I think... I'm still kind of on the fence about it. Like, obviously, we serve a gluten-free crust, and I stand behind it. No, we don't.
Okay.
We just do around like kind of thin crust.
And you make your own dough?
No, we don't. Sorry. We use a Debbie's, which is actually really good. It's out of Denver. I have come up with a gluten-free one, but we're trying to find a facility to make it in. Because
to be like real legit.
Yeah, if we do it, we'll have like once we have our own, we're trying to package it and, you know, have it come to our shop like that. And just because with Samuel, my brother's son, like he can't even really be in the store.
Yeah. Damn, it's
really
bad.
Do you guys do one?
We do. It's like one of our most popular pizzas.
Is it?
Yeah.
And you make it?
Yeah. We do.
What flour do you use?
It's called Authentic.
Okay.
Authentic flour, and they're out of Gardena.
Oh, so it's like a pre-mix.
It's a pre-mix. They do all their mix. It's rice, tapioca.
Yeah. So the thing I should say with like, you know, having an allergy is that it's not like the actual, that's like the dust.
Yeah.
So even like gluten-free flour.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to screw you up. Yeah.
But no, I do think there's something to gluten-free everything. Like it is a huge market.
It's a big market.
We're trying to make our own gluten-free bagels. Like,
Have you ever heard of Sunshine? Mm-mm. Sunshine Company? They make a good flour. But Authentic and Sunshine, they have like bagel mixes.
Oh,
We made gluten-free bagels at the beginning.
Yeah.
And they were bomb. But
were they?
Yeah, they were good. Hey, were they good, Matt? They were good. Matt had them. Okay. But it was a pain in the ass because we would make them every Saturday. It was just Saturdays only. And then sometimes you'd sell out and then sometimes you'd sell two.
Did you boil them or was it just something?
So we baked them on the, we got a Pizza Master with steam injection because I wanted to do bread.
The steam. Yeah, we have that too.
Yeah. And so
they're awesome.
We cooked on, why am I blanking on the, like the bagel,
like
boards.
Bagel board.
We did the bagel boards. We did everything. We boiled bagel board, flipped them, bomb. You wouldn't even have known they were gluten-free, but
there's one place in LA that is like a gluten-free deli. I'm blanking on the name.
Well,
now.
Bread Block?
No. There's probably so many. What am I talking about?
Yeah, there's a,
this
yeah,
is LA,
there's
a, well, right?
You know what I'm talking about? No.
Of
course,
I think
you don't
I'm
come off
depressed.
Very
like honestly, yeah, like
would,
bread is my favorite
yeah,
thing
I know.
In
I mean,
the
I'd be
world.
Pretty fucking
like,
depressed too. I'm not gonna lie.
To not like want to eat that, like
I know.
I don't know.
To me, bread is like the perfect bread.
Bread and
butter,
like what
is
else
like
do
the,
you need?
No, it's like if death row was like, yo, what's your last meal? I'd ask for a bub and grandma's like country loaf and some of their butter. And
nice.
That'd be it.
Yeah.
It'd kill me.
I agree though. There's like nothing better.
Take me out.
Is your wife involved in the business?
I wish. I wish I could afford her.
Yeah.
No, she does operations for an e-commerce place, but maybe one day.
Yeah.
No, she's making
she's making the money over there.
Yeah, we're doing I'm just spending it.
No, I'm just joking. Yeah. You said you've been open a year?
We've been open for 2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah, 2 years at Hot Tongue. And
nice.
Yeah.
It's in what part of LA?
Silver Lake.
Oh, nice.
Do you know LA?
Not very well, no. But I went with my husband a while ago and we went to Silver Lake and we were like, if we ever moved he's a musician and he always wants me to move to LA.
Just get it. Is he in a band?
A couple, yeah. He's actually going to Tree Fort in Boise.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Tomorrow. Yeah.
What kind of music does he play?
So his main band, well, the band he's in right now is more of a punk band. It's
nice.
Called Jesus Christ Taxi Driver.
Wow, I love
and
that.
And they're pretty awesome.
Take the wheel.
Yeah. He's the lead guitarist in it.
And that's the band that's going to Tree Fort?
Yes.
All right. What is your favorite part about working with Sourdough?
Just that it's alive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so cool that, you know, everyone's sourdough is different, which everyone's pizza is different, too.
Yeah.
But I think it's just, it's wild how much it transforms and that you can also almost kill it and then bring it back to life.
Yeah.
You know, it's a living thing.
Yeah. Do you feed your starter once a day?
We do twice a day.
Okay.
Yeah. I know everyone has very different opinions on, like, when to use a sourdough starter.
When do you use your sourdough starter your dough mixture?
Right before the rise, like the peak rise.
So a little earlier. So what, how many hours after that feed?
For us, it's about 10.
10 hours after the feed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it depends the quantity and the temperature in the room.
Yeah.
And ours is in a cooler room.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Probably about 10 hours, 10, 11 hours. Usually it's...
So you feed it twice a day, too?
It's pretty ripe. Yeah, we use most of the starter. There's just a little bit left because we try to measure it out as much as possible so we're not dumping anything.
Yeah.
And then we feed it at 12:30, and then you feed it again at like 10:30.
Yeah.
And then it gets used around 6 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we changed the process a little bit when we moved our dough to like our bagel stores because for a while, my dad was like bringing it over like right after they made it so we could ball it at our shop. Mm-hmm. And then we used to do like a 3 to 5 hour bulk rise, and now we do an overnight rise.
Okay.
Bulked.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of shifted like when we take the starter a little bit.
Yeah. The bagel shop that where all the dough is being done, is that the one that's across the street?
No. So we're right actually next door to it. And then the main production facility is our on Arapaho. You don't know Boulder, so that means nothing to you.
Oh, yeah, right there?
It's right on Arapaho. Right, Arapaho and 30th. It's across town. So it's not far, but it's like our commissary where we do all the dough production.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's really nice.
Yeah, it worked out. I mean, our dough guy over there, he's been with us forever.
Yeah.
Probably almost 25 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's tight. So he's doing bagel dough and now
he does the bagel
dough
and now the pizza dough. I mean, the pizza dough is like, you know, he does... like 150 pounds of flour a day with it. And for the bagel dough, we're going through like a pallet of flour. So for him, it's just like a little drop in the bucket, the pizza dough.
And all the bagel dough also being done in one place?
In one place, yeah. Wow. And then we transport it.
With vans to the places?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and then we boil and bake them all in every location.
Oh, okay. So there's still kitchen equipment in all those places.
Yeah, we've got bagel ovens in every store. It's just like the actual dough making is happening in one spot. So
your brother is co-owner, right?
He is, yeah.
He takes care of the business side.
He does. He's a very good businessman.
Easy number man.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
He also went to college.
He did.
Yes. Man, your dad must be pissed.
He is. He's not happy about that. No, Peter's great. He's amazing. He's contributed so much. Like, we are where we are because of him as well.
Is it good working with your family? That's never been an issue?
You know, we have our fights. Yeah. But honestly, it's great. I love my family. We're all really close.
Yeah.
In any given day, like all of us are in, you know, my shop. I say my shop. It's Peter's.
really, it's yours.
No, it's in our shop. Yeah, me and Peter are a really good team, I think. Like he doesn't really want to do the creative side, and I do. So it's always like worked together really well.
Yeah.
Like I've always wanted to do the day-to-day and make the pizza and come up with the recipes and that kind of side. And he's always wanted to do more of like the business number side.
So he takes care of like all the accounting and
yeah, exactly. Like, and he projections. Does it for our bagel stores
as well. Oh, okay.
So he's not like only doing the pizza stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you do any work for the bagel store as well?
I used to, but not
anymore.
Not really since we opened the shop.
Do your parents ever try to get involved with Audrey's?
They are. Yeah, yeah. You know, like if something breaks, my dad's the one fixing it. He's the one like
that's
snaking
nice.
The drain, you know.
Nice. Of course, with 7 bagel shops, you probably own your own like commercial snake.
Exactly. I mean, we also have like a plumber who comes in, but you know, he's fixing this. He's the one hauling the dough from the bagel store to the pizza place. He's very involved.
That's great.
And he loves it. And my mom is too. She's not as involved in the pizza, but she's, you know, like she's there all the time, but she's more focused on the bagels.
Yeah. That is a lot of stores.
Yeah, it is. We've, you know, it's been a slow growth over the years.
Yeah. But. Ooh, we want the vegan meats. We want the vegan cheeses. Are people coming up to you and asking you, do you have vegan options? Do you have vegan meats? Well, guess what? A lot of them are not that good, but there is one that reigns superior, and that is Beehive. Everything that they make at Beehive is levels ahead of what you can get in a grocery store. Their pepperoni, their crumbled sausage, their cheeses, there is no contest. And the owner is one of the coolest people I have ever met. They make incredible products that go on your pizza, and it is dope. Plant food. That's what they call it, and that's what it is. Beehive, the best. Look no further. It's Beehive, baby. Straight out of Nashville. Good people, great product. Check them out.
9 years, 8 years. Sorry. When is your 9-year anniversary?
In October. It's wild. I can't, like last year, I was like, how did we get to 8 years?
Time.
I feel like on the 5-year, I was like, wow, like that's impressive. And then COVID kind of sped everything up because it was so nuts.
Have you wanted to open more than one of these things?
I get asked that a lot. You know, in the beginning, I really did. No, I mean, in the beginning, I really did. And then I got kind of caught up in it. You know, I'm not a person who can let go very easily.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't put somebody else fully in charge and then to step away, I think. The right location, honestly, never came up.
Yeah.
Peter's big on, like, buying our next location.
Yeah. Do you own this location?
No.
Okay.
Do you guys?
No.
No.
You've got to be a billionaire over there in Los Angeles to own any kind of fucking real estate.
I mean, Boulder's similar. It's expensive.
I believe it, yeah.
But I feel like now, that being said, like, once I had my kids and I stepped back, like, I think I'm ready now.
Like, well, we have been looking at... Well, I think this might be, like, forcing you to take that step back kind of and is. Be like, all right, yeah. It's time to build the empire.
Yeah, and we started making pasta sauce.
You're wholesaling it?
We're wholesaling it. We're
What's
in
it called?
Like, it's called Audrey Jean's. Well, you can try it tonight. I'm putting it on our
slice out
hunger
pizza.
I will. And I don't know, I'm the kind of person who, like, even when the babies were little, like, I felt like being home wasn't enough. And so I always had the idea to make pasta sauce. So while they were, like, taking their 19-minute naps, you know, like 3 months old, I'd go in the kitchen and, like, make a batch of sauce really quick. And so we found a co-pack to do it and tried to launch it. Like, honestly, recently we've realized it's not really worth it to, like, get into Whole Foods because it costs so much. Like, our sauce costs so much to make that it's not really, like, we're not really making money on it.
Yet? Or, like, do you have to change some things?
I just am not, I'm not really willing to compromise the ingredients, you know, like, we use amazing tomatoes and olive oil and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and direct sale it through a website.
Okay.
And that way, you know, I don't know.
Hopefully that works.
I think if, you know, your sauce costs like $1.50 to make.
Yeah.
Sure. But a jar itself costs $1.
Yeah.
You know, just to put the sauce in.
Yeah.
A label costs 50 cents.
Yeah.
Like.
It's all those things that are going to
start. Yeah. Which is fine. Maybe eventually we'll refocus on it. We're in like 35 local stores.
That's a big
deal. So, yeah, I mean,
how do you contact a co-packer? I mean, like, I feel like this is something that, like, a lot of pizza, I've talked to a lot of people about, like, oh yeah, like, your sauce is good. You should just put this in a jar and sell it. I mean, customers will be like, oh man, why don't you sell this at Whole Foods?
It's not
it's not as easy to do that. But I mean, What were really the steps? You have a recipe, you made it, and, like, did you know somebody at a co-packing?
No, that was the biggest challenge. I think we went through, like, a couple times throughout owning the restaurant where we wanted to do it and, like, just couldn't find a co-pack.
Yeah.
And then during COVID, a lot of them closed or shifted, and we started with one, and it was actually, like, kind of awful.
Yeah.
Like, they messed up a lot.
Yeah.
And then the last year we switched, and they've been great. But, like, once you find the co-pack, it's easier.
Yeah.
It's just, like, kind of sourcing everything. If you find a good co-pack, it's not hard. I think we just had a really bad first experience, and it made it challenging.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure some people do make – it's also, like, totally different from owning a restaurant. They don't tell you this, whoever they is. But
no one tells you anything.
No, they don't.
The internet lies to you. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Much.
And so we signed with, like, a natural food brokerage, and I was like, oh, great. We're just going to, like, pass it off to them and they can deal with it and, like, do everything. No, it was the opposite. Like, it was, like, so much more work. And, like, we were supposed to fill out all these forms and create a deck. I didn't even know what a deck was at that point.
Yeah. Where you're like, yo, bro, you got a lot of work.
I'm paying you a shit ton of money.
Yo,
like,
bro,
why
I did the recipe. I did my job. Yo.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought, right? Like, isn't this going to sell
my
itself?
My job is over.
No,
like, throw a picture of me on this jar and, like, get out of my hair. I got more recipes to make.
Yeah, can you be my sales guy?
No problem.
Yeah.
Give me his number. Audrey can't talk to you right now. What do you need?
No, I'm way too busy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just not quite what I thought and way more, you know, work that I didn't want to do and that I'm not very good at doing. I suck at technology. I suck at, like, even answering emails.
Like, so, just because, like, you, like, hate people?
I just, like,
or
don't really want to do it, honestly. Like, my idea of, like, fun is not sitting at a computer. Like, I just own, you know, I run a pizzeria for a reason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I love
yeah.
having my hands in the dough for a reason.
Yes.
And it's not sitting at a desk, which is perfectly, you know, amazing for
of
some
course,
people.
Of course. Just not for you.
For me.
Yeah.
Like, I like actually physically dread doing those
things.
So if I don't respond to emails,
that's why.
Yeah, I just don't.
She might
want
not even
to.
Be reading them. I'm just like, thankful you responded to my DM.
I mean, it was You're welcome.
Yeah, I got it. Caught her on a good day.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
But social media is fun. I love taking pictures. Like, I love doing that stuff. It's harder to keep up with than you would think.
I hate social media and I love it at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. I like making the videos, but I actually hate social media.
Yes. Like, I'm right there with you.
It's such a time suck and a mind suck.
It really
suck.
Is.
And, but you do a really good job.
Thank you.
The photos are like beautiful, you know?
I feel like I took some time off there and then it's taken a while to reboot.
The Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't quite understand the...
The algorithm?
Yes.
Make it work for you.
And I haven't really tried to understand
yeah,
it,
well,
so it is what it is.
Yeah. But, well, yeah. I think, like, as long as you're doing all right.
Do you shoot the videos? Or you?
Yeah. I shoot the videos. Matt does all the podcast videos.
Nice.
But, like, the...
When did you start the podcast?
We started the pod... Like, the first episode premiere was January, but we started the pod...
Oh, so that's recent.
Yes. Last January, right?
Okay.
And then nice. We... But we recorded our first episode, like, in October of 22.
Very cool.
Yeah. But yeah, social media. It is, you live and die by the sword.
Yeah.
You know?
That is true.
I remember watching you get a Pizza Master.
Oh.
Right?
Nice.
I think.
Right before COVID.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have to like open up a window or do you have an actual garage that rolls up?
We do, but it went through the front doors.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Actually kind of fit through
okay,
there.
Okay, perfect.
But I did, I consulted on a place up in Salida in the mountains.
Yeah.
With actually Sage, who will be at Slice Out Hunger with me. Yeah. I don't know if we'll actually get to talk during Slice Out Hunger. I don't really know how they've been set up, but you'll meet her there.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
She is amazing. But her pizzeria is on like the top level of the building.
Yeah.
And they had to like forklift it like up.
And with a
it
crane?
Was pretty cool. Yeah, through like these French doors.
Well,
it was awesome.
They'll do crazy stuff to get their ovens in there.
Yes. Do you guys have a Pizza Master?
We have
Master?
A Pizza Master.
Yeah. I mean, they're fantastic ovens.
I was going to say, was it? Because you had an electric oven before.
Yeah.
Did you have a Capone?
No, we won't talk about that.
You don't want to talk about it?
It's not. It was not a very good oven for pizza.
Yeah.
Even though they were kind of. Yeah, but they marketed it kind of to pizza people. And then we had so many issues and. I finally, like, I kept calling them to come and fix it, and they finally determined that we were using it too much.
What?
And that's why
can we say what company like, this is?
No. I'd rather not.
Oh, man.
I feel like, but I just feel like, you know, the point of an oven is to be used.
To be on and baking pizza.
And it's not like we're open crazy hours. Like, we close at 8 p.m. at night.
Yeah. Like, still?
Yeah, still.
Man, everything dies down, huh, 8 o'clock?
They do. I mean, we probably should stay open until 9 or 10 on the weekends.
Yeah.
But...
There's
Boulder's kind of a sleepy
there's
town.
There's college kids in Boulder, isn't
there? There are. I mean, there's like late night pizzerias that do stay open till like 2 and deliver.
Yeah.
We're just not.
You're not that crowd.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe in the next job when I'm not working in it.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that kind of what it comes down to though?
Yes.
Like now that I'm not in there, I'm more willing to do things.
Of course.
Like Peter's been adamant that we do chicken wings for years and years. And I've nothing against chicken wings. It's just that A, we don't have a deep fryer. And B, I'm just like, I don't really make them, so it's not, you know, I don't have a great recipe. But I finally caved now that I'm not in there and we have them.
It's funny how that happens. It's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you're doing chicken wings?
We are.
Did you get a fryer?
No, we're baking them.
Nice.
I mean, and you can make great chicken wings in an oven. It's just...
You just got to know what
you know, some people are chicken wing people and they like...
I would say most people are chicken wing people.
Would you?
Those things sell.
They do. Do you guys sell them?
We don't.
Yeah.
We have one fryer.
Oh, you do?
It's for cauliflower.
Oh, nice. I tried to do that on a pizza. It's my first foray into it.
How did
it's
it
delicious.
Go?
I mean, it was good. Yeah, we'll see. It wasn't fried, though.
Yeah.
But they weren't fried.
Yeah, I try to stay away from the fried stuff. I mean, because I feel like you can put anything in a fryer and it just tastes delicious.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But there's a lot of... It's pretty oily.
But you can do fun toppings. You can do, like, fried lemon.
True.
You can do, like, fried leeks.
Did you go to culinary school?
I did.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Holy shit. When did you do that? After or
before? It was kind of in between.
I've
done a lot of little... it was in between.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was kind of a more of a Tony thing, like when I worked at his restaurants.
Okay.
We would fry a lot of things like that and like finish pizzas
like
with
pretty
it.
Pretty chef-y
Have you
stuff.
Been to Tony's restaurant?
I have never been to Tony's. Not
okay.
one. So I'm excited to go to Pizza Rock tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... Tony's like this anomaly to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, he is the Pizza Expo. I've been going here forever. I've been reading, like, I've been working in pizza since 2006 as like a pizza delivery driver. That's how I started out.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
You see,
I feel like our paths are kind of oddly similar.
Really?
Yeah.
2006, I was doing music and I got a job as a pizza delivery driver. I always say, best job I've ever had.
Uh-huh.
But like, I always saw the Pizza Today magazines or PMQ and like Tony's on there and then like, I read the Pizza Bible, and then going to your first Pizza Expo, like, Tony's kind of like a god out here.
He really is.
And I feel like, for me, it's like...
Did you hear that, Tony? You're a god.
Well, Tony is also an easy person to kind of crack some fun at. You know what I mean? If you don't know him, and like, if... So, I make jokes here and there, but like, I am, like, to see what he has built...
Yeah, it's impressive.
And to see what he's done, it's pretty crazy.
I agree. Yes.
Let's talk about the most influential person to me, which is Guy Fieri.
Oh, man.
And... You are
Fieri.
You are the first person I have ever met who has been featured on Triple D. Yes.
Oh man.
Can you tell me one how that happened? Like, did you reach out to Guy? Did he reach out to you? And then like, I love Guy. Like, what did that do?
Do you really? I mean, he's amazing. I think he's fantastic. I feel like people are kind of in two different camps. Like, you either love him or you hate him.
Well, unfortunately,
I love him.
Unfortunately,
I think he's incredible.
That's most things on this planet.
That is true.
For me, I've always said this. I learned more about cooking from Triple D than I have like anything else, because you can kind of see like people's kitchens, like what's going on. I don't know.
Yeah. And honestly, I was so impressed the first time I met him, like how knowledgeable he is.
Yeah, I mean, he knows.
Like
his
shit. I remember he actually. You know, they obviously didn't put it in the show, but I was making something and he was like, oh, if you do it this way, you know, it'll, like, he made some comment. I was like, oh yeah. And it was kind of like clicked. And I was like, yeah, I am doing that wrong.
That's like, incredible.
But I think a lot of, you know, TV personalities, you don't think they actually know what they're doing.
I don't know, with Guy.
No, and he's genuinely a really good guy.
Yeah.
I think.
How did that happen? Was Pedro like, yo,
they reached out to us. And we were really shocked. I think one of the producers lives in the area, and Citizen Pictures, who films for them, they're based out of Colorado.
Okay.
But it's really like, after we filmed, they asked us for recommendations. So they kind of like word of mouth, I would say.
Yeah.
And I think they send Guy like their top recommendations, then he picks.
Yeah,
and
what I hear is he's the one who picks. Finding everybody, but yeah. he still handpicks people.
He does, and he picks your recipe. So we actually just filmed with him again. It was supposed to come out this Friday, and then they just told us we got bumped.
Like, when I got in the elevator with you, I like felt like I was like getting a little magic still.
Yeah,
like,
I was supposed to be able to announce
what
it was
that?
Coming
what
out Friday.
And it's like, you got a little bit Fieri on you.
Yeah. So it was like Triple D Nation, I guess. They like go in and check. We've actually been on it three times.
No, I know you because you were like on the COVID one where you like send them the thing and like, yeah. And you're like, yo, Guy, like, wait, bro, you got to put the cheese on the bottom.
Yeah. Did I say that?
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah.
And Guy was like, what'd you say to me?
Yeah. And then he was like, that's right. And then they do Triple D Nation where they like check in on restaurants they've already been to.
Yeah.
So they like kind of did the B-roll at our shop, and then he came to visit another one and we went to film with him for that. And that was just like a month ago. So, I mean, no, they filmed it last June, but then he came back to Boulder and like we reshot it.
Yeah.
Reshot our scene with him. So it was cool. I mean, I feel lucky that we've been on it. And it actually just aired on Friday. We like always get a nice bump from it.
Like was the initial bump the most? Or like do you just get a bump every time it plays?
Every time we get a bump.
Yeah.
And I like, they don't tell us when it airs, but we get like 10 new Instagram followers and I'm like, oh, the show probably aired. You know, because it's all at one time, like on a Friday night.
Yeah.
I feel like that was kind of our turning point. Like, not that we weren't doing, you know, we were making it, but I think the show kind of shifted, like, people actually knew who we were and where we were.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
We're, like, on the backside of a building. Like, you would never know that we existed if you didn't know about us.
And that, what year was it when you first featured? Like, how many years in?
I think it was, like, our second year.
Okay.
Which is rare, because they usually have to be around for, like, 5 years, I think. Before they'll even like shoot with you, because they want it to make sure that you're gonna make it.
Yeah. Did the first step was the first episode? Did you make a meatball pizza or
a meatball grinder?
Yeah.
Which it's interesting because I feel like a lot of the people they film, like the recipes are super intricate, and most of my stuff isn't. You know, like I stand by my food. I love my recipes, but everything's pretty simple.
Well, I think there's more talent in that.
Yes,
that's where I come from. If you can do more with less, that shows your skill set.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that,
obviously,
because I make food But I think I was worried they wouldn't pick us because, like, the process wasn't as like, extensive as some of them.
Extravagant. Mm-hmm. Were you, Were you nervous when the guy came in?
I was at first, but yeah. I don't know.
I think
I'm not great at like thinking about things in advance.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like a spur of the moment person.
That's great.
You know, it
you
is
live
and
in
it
the
isn't.
Present?
Like I, well, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
But like I'm not very good at planning. Okay. So like competitions or like my demo that I'm doing, like I haven't done a great job of rehearsing it. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's gonna get done.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
We're gonna get through it.
Yeah.
Or I am.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be good. So please come. It's on Wednesday at 10:15. Hopefully the dough comes out okay.
I'm sure it will. I can already see that thing rising.
Is
in the
it?
Background.
Oh, good. I'm worried. I'm always worried. Whenever I travel with that starter, I like, you know, I'm like not religious at all, but I like silently pray that it's gonna rise and go well.
Yeah, I have yet to try to like make dough on site.
Did you bring your dough?
Yeah,
because you guys can.
Yeah,
drive.
But I mean, it's overproofing right now in that cooler. Right behind us, and whatever it is, what it
be
is.
Fine. I was gonna say you can steal
Jesus
some of
takes
mine,
the taxi
but
cab.
I won't be ready
no.
for tomorrow.
Tomorrow is game time.
Yeah. You're gonna do great. Are you doing cheese or pepperoni?
I'm doing sausage. It's like one of the four toppings you can use in traditional.
Yeah, I always do cheese. I like love cheese.
Well, you know they fucking added the cheese category now.
Leah's doing
pizza.
I actually didn't.
It's like so that kind of traditional. That's what I was going to do,
okay.
A cheese pizza, but now I feel like that's kind of like a different category now. And like a lot of the winners in traditional have won with the cheese pizza.
Okay.
But then there's a new category. I don't know. It kind of definitely ruined my plans.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Thank you.
I mean, I love sausage.
Hey,
it's going to
get done.
If
anything,
that
I'm
could be our
show.
New motto.
Last year, I got 41st. So all I'm shooting for this
year
was 40th. If I can get 40th,
but it's
I'm
out of like
100
people, isn't it?
Yeah, halfway.
Yeah.
And last year,
did
I didn't even use cheese. So that was a vegan pie.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I feel like that's pretty good.
What cheese do you use?
Last year?
No, this year.
This year, I'm using Grande.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm using
Grande. Whisper it.
I'm using Grande.
I mean, everyone's very loyal to their cheese brands, so.
I have no loyalty until you start paying me. So Grande. And also, Audrey's looking for a sponsor, too.
Yeah, I know.
Those Instagram videos are worth money, okay?
I know. My kids, I started doing, like, little videos with them.
I know, and I saw you were like, yo, looking for a sponsor.
Yeah, because
come on,
they're,
let's
like,
go.
Hoarding the cheese. Like, does it get cuter than that?
No.
Little kids, like.
It doesn't. Just, but they're like, oh, cheese sells itself.
They do say that, yeah. I mean, it does, because
it's
really
good
cheese.
It's good cheese. Is that what you're used to?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Guy Fieri magic. I hope I get a little bit of that.
I'll pass your name on. I'll be like, I know it's not in Boulder, but there's this great place.
That's right. Next time you see him, just let him know.
I know some of the producers still, so I can.
Man, that's definitely on the vision board. You
good.
Know?
Well, then it'll be there.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think it'll happen one day for me.
Are there other pizza places in LA that he's hit? I'm sure.
He's hit a couple. He's out there. Guy.
He's everywhere.
He is everywhere.
I'm actually impressed like how many shows they film every year.
My wife is
wild.
Like, well, it's on season like 49.
Something,
49.
I can't even keep up.
Every time like my wife turns around and I'm home laying in the couch, she's like, she always like, she's like, we're not watching this. Watching this. And I was like, I think we're watching this.
You're like, it's already on.
Yeah, it's already on.
Can't turn it off.
How do you approach marketing after 9 years, or do you approach it at all?
You know, we've kind of never had a marketing approach to any of our restaurants. We've never advertised, like paid for advertising.
Just haven't had to.
I mean, at the bagel stores, we've been really lucky. I guess we haven't had to, but maybe we should.
Did you ever do any cross promotion with the bagel shop and...
We sell our sauce there.
Yeah.
We've done like some flyers. Honestly, we're really bad at marketing.
What's
like,
the bagel
maybe
place
that's
called?
It's called Moe's Broadway Bagel.
Okay.
Yeah. We probably should be better at it,
yeah.
if I'm honest. Like last year I was trying to do like a marketing campaign to get Deion Sanders into the restaurant.
That would've been sick.
Not because I like love football, but I've heard like you actually have to like pay him to
show
promote
up.
Your products or do different things.
There's a lot of influencers that do that now.
Yeah. See, this is, I just don't understand it all. Like influencers.
Yeah.
You know,
I know the word
like
itself makes me.
You're going to become an influencer now with your podcast.
No, I hope not.
I'll be paying you.
No, I don't know. That word is, it's wild though.
People, it is
a
wild thing.
World.
But yeah, marketing, we probably should do more of it, but we don't.
Well, you must be doing okay. Thank you. 8 years, almost nine, is no small feat. And now you're going to build the empire.
Now we're building the empire.
Now it's time to open up three, we'll four, see. And five.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you...
Maybe simplify the concept. I think pizza's hard. Like, I think... I mean, bagels are obviously hard, too. But our pizza isn't black and white. You know, like, we don't use screens. Like, I'm not very particular about the pizza being round. I know everyone has their own opinions.
Yeah.
But I think it's harder to, you know, keep uniform.
Yeah.
So that's what's always kind of terrified me a little bit about expanding.
Is the quality control and consistency. Yes. Yeah.
And I'm not saying ours is, like, consistent 100% of the time now. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll see. I would like to expand. I have, like, new ideas that I'd like to...
play around with.
Yeah, and that our space is pretty small. We're like 1,200 square feet, so it's not like
it's crazy. It like seems a lot of like room. Every time I see you, the kitchen, it seems like pretty big.
People always say that, it, and like, they come and they're like, "Oh, like, damn, this is it."
And like the front of your restaurant looks fucking big.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. Like it's pretty little.
Nah, it's pretty small.
I mean, that's it. That's it. And then like there's like a little dish pit and a walk-in, and that's you know. But I like it that way.
Yeah.
There's something to be said for small spaces.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have a smaller space than a bigger space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you guys sit down?
We have like, it's fast casual.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Do you do beer and wine?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's nice.
You don't have beer and wine because you're in front of a school or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like within 500 feet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous, but.
Yeah. There's no way around that at all?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's also why we close early, because it's like most people aren't going to hang out and, well, you know, to go, but.
Yeah. To, like, have, like, yeah, usually want, like, a little glass of wine or something.
Yeah, and I'm kind of thankful for it. Like, I don't think we would have done fast casual if we had a license.
Yeah.
And it kind of shifted it that way.
Yeah.
Which has really worked.
Yeah.
Especially with the pandemic.
Yes.
That was.
Yeah. That was a fun time.
That was clutch. I mean, in a weird way, it was, I mean, we were lucky, I would say.
The pizza community was very lucky. Yeah. And most people I talked to was like, it was the best year we ever had.
Oh, my gosh. We were insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just straight slammed. Mm-hmm. But it was also crazy doing like $10,000 or some like crazy ass night out of a doorway.
There's that too.
You know?
Yes.
Like wearing
and
masks.
Making people like form a line.
Get in line! Leave your mask on!
Yeah, I never want to relive that.
No, me neither.
No, you can't use the bathroom.
Yeah. No, you can't use the bathroom. It's like people fighting outside. Put your mask on!
And that's not even joking. That's like real. No, that was real life.
There was straight fights. Yeah. 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 And like right outside our restaurant.
It's kind of crazy that that actually happened.
Yeah. Sometimes I.
Yeah. My favorite thing that I watched during that was like an SNL and they were like, oh, in the future, and like that a fortune teller or something. I'm like, in the future, I see you just like washing your bag of chips before you bring it in the dough. And like, I don't remember what else it was. And it was like hilarious because like people actually were like scrubbing down their bags of chips before they brought it in the house, you know?
Yes. Like washing all your groceries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
You're also the first world pizza champion that I have had on the podcast.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Well, I feel privileged.
We're talking to Mike.
Mike Bosch.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
On Wednesday. He'll be the second, but can you tell me like a little bit about being on that team and like what it entails and like how y'all support one another?
Yeah. I think that it's evolved a lot since I was first on it.
Yeah.
It kind of started out, or it was a lot smaller. But it's a great community, you know? I think just like so many people in the pizza industry, it's somebody to lean on, somebody to call. You always have your team's support. It's a great group of people, honestly. Yeah. I think now we're really trying to promote, you know, more education, and Mikey, you'll probably do a much better job of explaining all this. I'm a little more on the periphery of it.
Right, yeah. Well, is there like a Slack channel you guys are all joking around in?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Mikey's been the president the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So he definitely has kind of shifted where it's going. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel lucky to be on the team.
Yeah.
I think I kind of lean into doing my own thing more than some people on the team.
Yeah.
But it's a great support system. Some of my best friends are on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on an outside looker, like what is it like hard to talk
really
about?
Saying, no, I don't know. I don't really know what to say about it. Like I I think because I've been on it so long, like, it's definitely shifted a lot from when, like, Tony was in charge. I think it reflects the pizza community, I would say. Like, I think unlike a lot of restaurants and a lot of different industries, like, I think it's a very open community.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of the best things about it is, like, you know, if I have a question, I could ask you or, you know, Laura or Nicole, and you guys would help me. You know, it's like, obviously people have their secrets, but people are willing to help. And I don't know. I think it's a good support system.
Yeah, of course.
Makes you feel like you're not alone when you're
when you're very alone.
Yeah. I think that's what Pizza Expo is too. It's a good reminder of like why we do it.
Yeah. All right, rapid fire round. All right. The best flour.
Pizza flour?
Yes.
I mean, I love Central Milling.
Do you have a specific bag?
I like the High Mountain.
Okay. Best cheese.
Grande.
Tomatoes.
Stanislaus.
Which can?
We do 7-Eleven and Super Dolce.
Okay. And your favorite person in pizza?
My favorite person? No, that's not fair.
That's not an answer.
That's like at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment.
Tony.
Okay. All right.
I've got so many favorite people in pizza though.
What's one piece of advice that you would give yourself 9 years ago? 8 years ago, sorry. It will be your ninth year though.
Yeah, you can say nine.
Okay.
I think not to get so hung up on the little things and also to kind of cede some control to other people. You know?
Yeah.
I'm always like the kind of person who wants to do everything. And I think that has been a disservice to myself.
Yeah.
I think, you know, to like relinquish some of the control and like teach other people how to do things. And I think we could have been more successful sooner and also grown sooner, and it would have been like a little more stable along the way.
Yeah. Good advice. Now the final question.
Oh man.
This is the most important question.
Okay, I'm nervous.
We have to get to the Slice Out Hunger event. Who is the greatest artist or band of all time?
Colin Kelly.
Colin Kelly.
Yes. That's my husband.
Damn, that's a great answer. Wow.
I want to say one of his bands, but I'm just going to say him.
You heard it here first, people.
Yeah, check it out. His new project is called Baruti.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many bands is he in?
Three at the moment.
Okay. Is Colin Kelly, is that something I can just like Google and he is like singer-songwriter stuff on?
Yeah, most of his stuff is under Augustus or Baruti is his new one, but okay. He hasn't really gotten off the ground. Or JCTD, too. Jesus Christ Taxi Driver.
Sorry. I like Jesus Christ Taxi Driver.
What kind of music do you like?
Well, I like it all. Everything from Toby Keith, Celine Dion,
to Creed. Oh, because you said you were
Creed.
A musician.
Yeah.
Or you are a musician. Present tense.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You never really stop being a musician.
What do you
musician.
Play?
I used to produce most of the music. Like,
oh, cool.
Like arrangements was my thing, which is funny because you do a lot of arranging in a restaurant. But arranging, and then I would sing.
Okay.
Anyways, thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
Where do we go to check out? Where do we go to get in touch?
I guess the Instagram is a good place.
Yeah, you're not going to get back.
Not right
an
away.
Email. An email, you're
please
not.
Please don't email me. You. Don't even try.
Do not email
text
you.
Is dicey. You know, if I see it and I'm busy, I probably won't respond for a couple days.
In fact, you know what? This might be the first guest that just says, don't hit me up.
Just don't even bother. No.
Please don't even bother.
I try.
Just give
I do try.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
call
a great
my
idea.
Yeah.
He's going to kill me if we do that.
Take care of it.